The Cubs going for their fourth consecutive win, taking on the Braves. Cubs Charities presenting the Red Cross with a $100,000 check for the relief efforts in Houston. Pick up the action, 1-0 Cubs in the first, Javier Baez facing Sean Newcomb.
And the one in the third, pitch by Newcomb. Line drive, base hit to right. Another run is in. Turning second is Almora. He'll hold there. And it's 2-0 Cubs here in the first inning.
Detailed. Freeman drills it to center field. Coming on as Almora dives and makes a great catch. Ready to go again, and the pitch. High and deep to left field. I'm not sure even the wind can knock this one down. It can't. He crushed it. He had to hit it through the wind. About 10 rows into the bleachers. Bryant gets home run number 25. His RBI total up to 59. And the Cubs lead it 5-1.
The pitch. High fly, deep to left. Jay toward the corner when knocking it down. He's got it. Bryant, Whistler tries, and it's lined into right field, a base hit. 6-2 Cubs.
The Cubs win their fourth in a row, taking out the Braves 6-2. They've given up just 7 total runs over those 4 contests. Chris Bryant becomes the first player in franchise history to hit at least 25 homers in each of his first 3 seasons. The Braves come up short against the Cubs. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
You know, talk to him and just how much I appreciated how, you know, just and respected everything that he did. I mean, the guy can still play. I think he did himself a huge by going to third. I think he did. It's going to be good for his career. The people saw him and how well he played. But he's just a guy that comes to play. Guy likes to play baseball, as evidenced by 2,000 hits that he got yesterday. Just have nothing but the utmost respect for the guy, because he wants to play every day, enjoys it. He has fun playing. It's fun watching him.
I know you said he's an athlete, but did he maybe exceed your expectations at third base?
Absolutely. You never know what to expect, and he never played there. My God, he goes over, you know, with a couple hours notice in the major league game and plays about as good as anybody out there in the league.
What did he say to you whenever you guys talked?
Well, just it was good. I mean, I just expressed my admiration and respect for him pretty much.
What did you think about Nuke tonight?
Well, he bent, didn't break. I look up there and the ball strike ratio is better than it was seeming during the game. Most of the hits were 2-strike hits and off speed pitches. It didn't do much with his fastball, and he just couldn't bury a breaking ball when he needed to, and he hung a changeup. And that being said, we were right there in the game. And, he battles, you know, he battles, he works, he never gives in, and he limited damage, when he got in trouble.
Is there anything that stands out to you that would make him more efficient to get a little deeper into the game?
Well, I think it's experience. I mean, I don't know that you can point to one thing, or because his delivery's clean. It's just a matter of experience, I think. Because he's got stuff to do that. Like I said, you got to put hitters away with 2 strikes. He had a hard time doing that tonight, that extended innings and got his pitch count up there a little bit. I think it's just things. Every timeout's going to be a learning experience for this kid. So you just kind of hang in there with him.
The ninth pinch hit home run for you guys tonight, Blaine.
Yeah, we're pretty good. The guys are doing a great job of staying ready and coming up big in pinch hit roles. Lane especially.
Ozzie with another couple of hits and a walk.
Yeah, no, Ozzie, after the first at bat, kind of made some adjustments and had a nice little night.
The wind played a factor for both teams.
Both teams. Yeah. I mean, there's some balls that were crushed that got beat down. Even the one that was, the big play was Freddie's ball. Mm-hmm. That kid made a heck of got a great jump and a really nice play on it.
What happened with Markakis? Was it just bad field, or was it wind, or brought
the
ball in
slipped.
A little bit?
No, I think it's just feet. It's thick grass. It's that northern grass that just feet went out. I mean, it was a great job of concentrating right there to make that play too.
Did you talk to him after? Because Joe said something on the broadcast about there was like a concert, so there might have been new grass or sod.
Yeah, I don't have any idea. Yeah, I just looked at me like it's thick grass, and just feet went out from under.
Mott's okay.
I don't know. We're checking him out.
they kind of grab his side.
Yeah, he's got a little side issue, so we'll see. Talk to Jeff a little more later on.
The series against the Cubs continues on Friday. Mike Foltynewicz on the Hill.